Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get it upstate South Carolina. What's going on? It's your boy, Jeff Pantridge. You can call me Pants. It's my nickname. My friends call me Pants. You guys can call me Pants. We are rapidly becoming friends. I am in for your guy Sturge. And Sturge will be back on Tuesday next week. And he's still recovering from that shoulder surgery. And Diesel, we got to hang out with Sturge last night. It was the first time I got to meet him. Dude is awesome. Love that guy. He's amazing. Yeah, he's a really, really great guy. Took us out to dinner last night. We had a few adult beverages and, you know, kind of talked about radio, talked about life. And I've just been, like, I'm so thankful to Sturge for, you know, letting us hang out here this week and taking good care of us. Dude is actually letting me crash at his house. He can't beat that. He's you know, mi casa, su casa. He's opened up his home to me. Met his wonderful wife last night as well. And they're just good people, man. I'm just really happy to be here and honored to be filling in for Sturge. And I can't wait to have him back in the air chair on Tuesday next week. I know Sturge is really, really, he's ready to go, man. he's just getting to know that guy, just knowing him now for 2 days. He is ready to get back on the radio. He misses you guys like crazy. He misses the show like crazy. And he's going to be ripping and roaring and ready to rock on Tuesday. And I can't wait to hear him because I know he's going to definitely be bringing it with you guys. We hope to be bringing it for you guys for the next 2.5 hours. Cutting the show a little short today. We do have a Clemson basketball this evening at 6:30. They are down in Coral Gables taking on the Miami Hurricanes in a game that Clemson absolutely has to win. And no, it's certainly not a must-win. I hate the term must-win. I mean, it's like you're going to die if you lose. It's not a must-win, but Miami's not that good. Miami is having a very down year. Clemson is getting hot. They've won four in a row, four ACC games in a row. They're rolling right now. So Clemson, you better handle your business coming up later this evening. You can hear the game right here on ESPN Upstate. Also on the show today, we got lots of good stuff we're going to talk about on the show. Lots of NFL conversations today, including the great, the elite Joe Flacco himself. Joe Flacco is a Denver Bronco. That's right. Big trade in the NFL today. That was a trade that I definitely want to talk about. And I kind of perked up in my seat a little bit when I saw the news that Joe Flacco got traded to the Denver Broncos. Was it a good trade by the Denver Broncos? Was it a good trade for the Ravens? We will tell you we'll tell you a little bit later this hour. Coming up next hour, I want to do something. You know these Mount Rushmore conversations? That a lot of these nerds have in sports radio. I can't stand Mount Rushmore talk. Like, who's on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks? Give us a call. It's like, oh God, don't be that guy. Don't be that show. I'm just Diesel. I'm not down with Mount Rushmore talk, but we got a good one today.
It's usually like Mount Gushmore. It's my opportunity to just gush on the guys that I love.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, I don't know. It seems like every other sports radio show does the whole Mount Rushmore thing. We're gonna do one, but we're gonna make it fun. In honor of one of my favorite people, CC Sabathia, New York Yankee, announcing his retirement. It looks like he's going to be retiring after the 2019 season. We are going to do, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll do it right around 5 o'clock, we will have our Fat Actually, it'll be about 5:20. We're going to have our fat athlete, Mount Rushmore. Who are the greatest fat athletes of all time? And we want your participation as well. So you can get us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. I am at Pants Party Radio, at Diesel on Radio. We'll ask for your fat athlete Mount Rushmores coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll definitely encourage your participation on the phones as well. 5 o'clock, we are actually going to have a benchmark segment. This is Diesel's baby. Diesel, what are we doing at 5 o'clock today?
We are getting personal.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Okay. You know, you and I, we talked about this yesterday off the air. You and I are both big fans of Dan Le Batard. We are fans of the sociology of sport. There is more to it than just what happens on the field.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's funny, it's tragic, it's sad, it's illegal at times, and that's what we want to talk about. We want to take at least one segment on this show to bring that stuff up every Wednesday.
There you go. We will have that at 5 o'clock. Coming up at around 5:40 today, of course, we had the news yesterday about Antonio Brown requesting a trade from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Should the Carolina Panthers dangle that first-round pick out there? Seems to be that seems to be the asking price for Antonio Brown is a first-round pick. Should the Carolina Panthers, your Carolina Panthers, trade the number 16 pick overall to the Pittsburgh Steelers for Antonio Brown? Coming up later on around 5:40, I'll tell you why they should. Also on the show, the Oakland Raiders are in the news for something that's just absolutely hilarious to me. Can't wait to talk about this. One of the weirder stories I've seen. Speaking of weird stories, another Carolina Panther is in the news, and it's for awesome reasons. We'll talk about that. The New England Patriots. Turns out they might not be opening the season next year. Usually the Super Bowl champion opens the NFL season, but there's a very good chance that the New England Patriots will not be opening the NFL season next year on Thursday Night Football. We'll tell you about that. I want to talk about the best days of the sports year. What are some of the best days of the sports calendar? The reason I want to talk about that is these Thanksgiving football games have been announced or have been leaked, as the kids like to say. Dallas is playing the Dolphins in a snoozer, and the Lions are playing the Bears in another snoozer because the Lions suck. They always do. So Thanksgiving is a big day for sports. But what is the greatest day? What is the best day on the sports calendar? We will talk about that at 6 o'clock. And coming up at 6:20, we are going to get you ready for Clemson and Miami. We'll talk a little bit about your Clemson Tigers as well as South Carolina tonight. South Carolina going up to Tennessee, to Knoxville to take on the number one team in all of the land. Your Tennessee Volunteers. We'll get you set for college basketball this evening. A couple of big games for our local teams here in the upstate. And speaking of college basketball, I wanted to start with college basketball today and recognize that amazing comeback victory by the Duke Blue Devils last night. Wow. How about that? Duke down by 23 points. In the second half last night, come back and win. At Louisville, a tough place to play. Louisville controlled the game for about 30 minutes. Louisville dominated Duke in a way that no one has dominated this Duke team. Louisville was out-hustling them. They were out-rebounding them. They were outscoring them. They were the better team. It was shocking to watch. And then Coach K, during a timeout, he told his team, his young team of freshman phenoms, quote, "I don't coach losers." And the way he said it, he wasn't calling them losers, but he basically tried, you know, trying to motivate them and saying, you know, yeah, you guys are down right now. You're down by 23 points, but you're not losers. I don't coach losers. I'm Coach K, man. Won 5 national championships. This is Duke we're talking about here. I don't coach losers. And it worked, and Duke started hustling on defense, They started disrupting Louisville's offense. They're causing turnovers with their full court press. They were scoring. They got their offense got hot. It was a perfect cocktail for success for Duke because you got a lot going for you to come back from 23 points, especially in a college basketball game when you have less time. It's only 40 minutes in the game versus 48, and there was only 10 minutes left in the game. So you got to get really hot on both sides of the court. And Duke ended up going on a 35-10 run to take out Louisville and win by two last night. And a huge game for them. And they to me, Duke is the best team in the country right now. Tennessee has been great this year. Tennessee has been fantastic. I understand why they're ranked number one. I got no problem with Tennessee being ranked number one. They've only lost one game this year. They've looked great. That being said, you give me Duke against Tennessee in a one-and-done scenario, a win-or-go-home scenario in the NCAA tournament, which very well could happen. I could definitely see that being the national championship game or perhaps a national semifinal game. And I'm rolling with the Duke Blue Devils. A lot of times in sports, we do the whole, especially nowadays, with these dynasties that are kind of ruling the sports landscape. When you think about New England, the Patriots, think about Golden State in the NBA, winning, what, three out of the last four world championships, NBA championships, or four. Does Golden State have four? No, they have three. They have three or four at this moment. No, they got three out of four. They're going for number four this year. In college football, you had Alabama dominating, and now you have Clemson that's reached that same level. But you always have that conversation, like New England versus the field. Who you taking? New England or the field? Golden State or the field? It used to be Tiger Woods or the field. Who would you take in that matchup in the early 2000s when Tiger Woods was dominating and winning all those majors when he won the Tiger Slam? And this is another one of those conversations where would you take Duke or the field? Now, the smart person is going to take the field more often than not. Thing about me, I'm not that smart. I'm not very smart. So I'm going to take Duke. And this is why I'm going to take Duke. This team, while their three stars are freshmen, this team is going to be ready-made for the NCAA tournament. And what I mean by this is when you're Duke, every game is the biggest game of the year for the team you're playing. That goes without saying any year. Any year you're Duke, every game you play is going to be a big game for the other team, especially if you're on the road. They're going to be hostile environments. The crowd's going to be into it. The team's going to be into it. The coaches, everybody's going to be into it. They're going to give you their best effort. This year is even different, though. It's ratcheted up even higher because Duke is so good this year. Duke is so talented this year. And let's face it, Duke is the only team nationally that everyone's talking about. Usually people don't talk a lot of college basketball during the season. Your average sports fans really get into college basketball, you know, once the tournament hits, once the conference tournaments hit, and then the big dance hits, that's when everybody gets involved with college basketball. Duke, because of Zion Williamson, has been a household name this year. And so their games have been, they've had an even bigger spotlight. So Duke has already played in a bunch of games, a bunch of big games. They're going to play in more big games in the regular season. They still have Carolina twice, and those games are going to be magnified even more. They've played Virginia twice already. They went into Charlottesville and won the other night. So Duke is going to be, this Duke team is going to be one of the most battle-tested teams heading into an NCAA tournament in a very long time. So they're not going to, I don't see this team getting caught up where every team that wins the NCAA tournament, they usually have a quote-unquote scare game, or sometimes the best team in the country with the most talent doesn't get through the field because they can't handle a deficit if they get down in the tournament. I just don't see that happening with this team. I think they're going to be ready for any and all comers. If you would like to join our conversation, you can hit us up on the phone lines at 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-477-3776. We can talk about that. You can also get us on the Health Dare text line at 71307, keyword ESPN. Make sure you put ESPN at the beginning of your message. You can get us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. I am at Pants Party Radio and at Diesel on Radio. We can have that conversation. Also, coming up next, I want to get into this Joe Flacco conversation. If you didn't hear, the Denver Broncos traded for Joe Flacco. Was this a good move for the Broncos? We'll tell you on the other side. We love those interactions. We absolutely love those interactions. That's why. Said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. I'll say it every day until I die. Radio is my favorite medium in the world. Spoken word radio is my favorite medium in the world because we get to have conversations with you. You get to join us and talk with us. Can't do that with watching a movie. You can't be watching Brad Pitt in a movie and just start talking to Brad Pitt. Doesn't work that way. Maybe you like stand-up comedy. You can't watch your favorite stand-up comedian and just start talking to your favorite stand-up comedian. You can start heckling your favorite stand-up comedian, but that's probably not going to go well for you. Television. Yeah, I love Game of Thrones. I would love to have a conversation with Jon Snow. You know, like, how are we going to beat those White Walkers, bro? I would love to have that conversation with Jon Snow as the show is going on, but I can't do it.
I've never seen a single episode of that show.
What's wrong with you?
I have other things to do with my life.
And this is the thing with Game of Thrones people. Game of Thrones people, whenever somebody tells them that they don't watch Game of Thrones, they're horrified. They're shocked. And oh my God, how can you not have seen Game of Thrones? It's the greatest show of all time. People, I don't know what it is. Especially Game of Thrones, but people are passionate about it and they want to share their passion and they want everyone to watch it. I don't know what it is, but it's with television shows especially. Everybody has the shows that they watch. I don't watch a lot of TV, honestly. When I'm watching TV, I watch sports. And I watch, so I don't watch scripted television. I watch Walking Dead. I'm kind of like, blah, you know, I'm still there, still watching because I put like 8 years of my life into that stupid show. I'm going to stick it through, I guess. But Game of Thrones, I love, and I want everyone else to love it. And when you have a TV show, whether it's a regular TV show, old school, or Netflix streaming show, you want to tell everybody about that show, and you want everybody to watch your show because we all want to be part of the same team. And Diesel, man, I know you've heard this. How many times have you heard people tell you that are Game of Thrones fans, you have to watch it?
Oh, they all say that.
Yeah, yeah.
They all say, I've never watched a promo. I've never watched a trailer.
Really?
All I know is that it took like 8 seasons for the dragons to show up, and then apparently you see a lot of peen.
Yeah.
And
there's
so I'm like,
there's not a lot of peen. It's a little. Okay. There's not a lot of peen.
Like, well, see, I think more shows need to figure out when to get out. Yeah. You know, Breaking Bad figured it out. They were out in 5 seasons.
Perfect.
Done.
Yes.
It was the perfect amount of time. And, you know, there have been conversations about spinoffs and Better Call Saul.
Sure.
But I'm just glad they didn't. They haven't dived back into that world.
No, and they might. They're gonna do a movie. They're gonna do a break.
I hadn't heard about this.
Yes, they are gonna do a Breaking Bad movie, and it's the details are scarce at this point, but it looks like it's gonna be centered around Jesse Pinkman.
Well, it would have to be, right?
Yeah. Well, yes. You know, because I don't want to spoil. I could spoil it. It's been like 5 years since
it's
the show
all about
was on.
Walter White's son.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's not his son. He's like. Oh, you're talking about the...
Yeah,
oh, okay.
His son.
Yeah.
His son's son.
Yeah.
Still driving around in that purple PT Cruiser.
Yeah, oh, God, that thing was awful. Yeah. What was his name? Walter Jr.
Yeah, Walter Jr.
Flynn. Yeah, gotta love Flynn. But Breaking Bad did... Yeah, they're going to have a movie centered around Pinkman. And you know what? In the Breaking Bad universe, a lot of times they'll find ways to bring the characters back. So there could be a way that they bring Walter White back. It could be a prequel, like, you know, in the past.
Flashback.
Flashback kind of thing. So, yeah, but it's not, Cranston's not going to be the star. And I think it's going to be made for TV, because I know that AMC is really getting into that made for TV movie thing, right? Because they're doing the Walking Dead thing.
What was crazy was Pinkman wasn't even supposed to be a long-term character. They were going to kill him off in season one. People loved him, and they said, all right, we'll just keep you around.
I loved Breaking Bad, one of the greatest shows of all time. I wasn't really a big Pinkman guy. Did you like Jesse Pinkman?
I didn't. I was always on Team Walter White.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, me too.
I knew he was a bad guy.
Yeah. That's
but I was still on his side.
That's why television. Those are the best stories when you actually root for the bad guy, the anti-heroes.
That's what made him great. He's a bad guy doing bad things. Supposedly for a good cause.
Yeah.
But, and then that gets corrupted. Anyway.
There's lots of that in Game of Thrones too, man. I'm telling you, Game of Thrones, and this is season 8. It's the final season. Trust me, Game of Thrones is one of the few TV shows that's actually gotten better over time. Game of Thrones last year, you could argue, was the best season they've ever had, and it keeps getting better. That never happens with TV shows. It never happens with music. Usually, your favorite bands, usually their best music is early, because they put their entire life into that first album, and then they got to make another album in like a year to make more money, and it's just not quite as good. Game of Thrones is different, where it's just escalated and escalated. They've gotten more money in their budget, and I know people tell you all the time, you need to watch it, but dude, I'm telling you, you need to watch it. It is. It's the greatest television show of all time. But we are a sports show, and we love to talk sports here with Straight Up with Surge. And we got a Gator Neal on the phone. I'm a big fan of the Gators, so I'm down with Gator Neal. What's up, Gator Neal?
What's up, man? It's my first time listening to your show. Good start, man. I'm a Gator just like you, so hey, you know, got to pull for them Gators. I wanted to comment on something you said about Duke, and then I wanted to comment about your best day in sports.
Okay.
You better be careful around here talking about Duke, man, because there's a lot of clones that listen to another guy on another station that will tell you Duke sucks. Duke's not the best team in the country. Matter of fact, they would go as far as to say that wasn't a great comeback yesterday. That was just a poor performance by Louisville and a choke job. The same guy who would tell you that anytime Tom Brady comes back from down 21 points, it's all Tom Brady. It's nothing about choke job the other way, but it's all about Duke and what Duke can't do. But I agree with you. Duke is the best team in the country, and the only thing that's going to stop them from winning the national title is their youth. What do you think?
I would agree, and thank you very much for the call. That would be the only thing that would stop them. And also, matchups, it depends, because you have to play so many different styles in the NCAA tournament, and you might run into a team that doesn't match up with you. That being said, Duke can pretty much out-athlete anybody, so I don't know if they're going to have a problem with matchups. As far as the, like, was it Duke or was it Louisville choking kind of thing, more often than not, you can have both arguments. In that Super Bowl with New England and Atlanta, you could say that Atlanta choked because their coaching staff made bad decisions in that game, too. They were throwing when they should have been running to close out the clock. Atlanta should have won that game. That being said, New England had to do amazing things on offense as well. In this Duke situation last night at Louisville, I wouldn't consider Louisville choking. I would say that it was mostly Duke because they were hitting their shots. That's something that Louisville can't control. Duke was hitting; they hit 10 for 15 shots in that last 9 minutes and change to mount that comeback, and they were stopping Louisville shots and stopping Louisville from even getting to their shots and getting into their offense. Last night, that was Duke. You got to give Duke their props.
Well, yeah, one team has to give the other team the opportunity mm-hmm. to make the epic comeback.
Sure.
You know, and you're right. Duke shut them down defensively.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't allow Louisville to do what they wanted to do. But how many times do we see both teams get cold?
Yeah.
I mean, both teams getting cold, that's a choke job for both teams.
Yeah,
But Louisville choked, and it gave Duke the opportunity and the open door to get hot.
Okay,
so
I see what you're saying.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah, I would disagree. I normally would say it's a little bit of both. I'm not gonna say Louisville choked last night. I think personally it was more about Duke than it was about Louisville. You can react to that, by the way. You can react to anything we're talking about on the show this afternoon. You can get us at 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-477-3776 or 3776. It's very
3776.
Okay, I think I dropped a 37. 776 before, yeah. You got to say the phone number right.
844-477-3776.
It sounds so good when you say it. That was great.
Practiced.
Yes, yes.
I practiced for a while.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still like reading it. You could probably tell when you're listening to the show because I'm a new guy. I'm not from here. So when I'm giving out the phone number, I got to read it. But yeah, you can definitely get on the phone and talk about Duke. Do you think that, how do you think Duke will fare this year in the NCAA tournament? You can hit us up. Right now, I'm picking the Dukies. I know it's kind of boring. I hate being the boring guy and picking the favorite.
You picked the Patriots too, didn't you?
No, I never picked the Patriots. See, I'm the idiot that always picks the other team against the Patriots because I'm going to be right. At some point in my life, I'm actually going to be right and I'm going to look smart. Like this year, before the season started, I picked the Chiefs to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. I thought the Chiefs would win the Super Bowl, and nobody had the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, but I believed in Patrick Mahomes before even starting for the Chiefs. And it was a quote-unquote hot take. I hate that stupid word. But I pick the Chiefs, and I pick against the Patriots every year. I've never picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, and they win it every year, and I look like a fool every year. So next year, I'll probably pick Kansas City again, depending on what happens in the offseason with the draft and with free agency. But I'm definitely not going to be picking New England. Let's get Jimmy on the line. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
I think that Zion Williamson was the key to that comeback last night. Coach K brought him back in with four fouls and 9:41. He hustled, getting rebounds, blocking shots, tipping balls in the air, knocking balls away. Got his other teammates in the game. I think Zion Williamson is a very special player. He's definitely going to be the number one pick. I was talking to Mark earlier on the previous show.
Yes.
And he compared him to Draymond, a better Draymond Green.
Sure.
I said, I totally disagree. You must be kidding me. He is a far better talent than Draymond Green. I mean, he's got the footwork of Hakeem Olajuwon. Mm-hmm. He can pass like magic. He's got the brute strength of LeBron, but he uses his finesse when he gets to the basket instead of running guys over.
He's amazing, and thank you very much for the call. I don't think there is a comparison for Zion Williamson. There has never been an athlete that's quite this size. He is already the biggest player in the NBA. He's not even in the league yet, and he's bigger than everybody in the entire league. 6'8", 285 pounds. There's never been a guy that size with that much athletic ability. You can't compare him to one guy. You could throw pieces of certain players in there. Like, I think he's got a lot of Charles Barkley in him. I think he's got a lot of Sean Kemp in him, but he supersedes those guys. And he, like you said, to agree with what you said, he can do everything. He's still got to work on his shot a little bit. His mid-range game needs to improve. His long-range game needs to improve. That's going to come with time. He is going to improve in those areas. But I don't think you can compare him to anybody at this point.
Do you think he will actually live up to the hype? Because we're all hyping him a lot. And that's so hard. I mean, the hype... Every game, the hype just keeps getting a little higher and higher and higher, and his ceiling just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden, before he even steps into the league, he's the best player in the league. Oh, my God. And then if he comes out and only scores 10 points a game, you know.
Well, that's not going to happen. He'll get 20 and 10. I just don't see that. But that being said, it's a good question. Will he live up to the hype? Because the hype is different now than it was when LeBron came into the league even. LeBron came in, what, 04? So 15 years ago, there was hype on sports radio. There was hype on television. His games were on TV. LeBron was a huge deal in high school, but there was no social media in 2004. Yeah, they was just coming on the scene. I think MySpace was the biggest thing in 2004.
That's when you still had to have a .edu email address to even get on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. When it was called the Facebook. Remember that? Yeah. When it was called the Facebook, and like four people had Facebook. So social media wasn't a thing. Will Zion live up to the hype? I'm going to say yes. I don't know if he's going to exceed the hype. I'm not going to say he's going to be the best player of all time. That'd be ludicrous. But he has the potential to be a top five player, top 10 player of all time. I think he's that good because there's never been an athlete with this skill set. There's never been a guy that's 6'8 and 285 that can jump out of the gym. He almost jumped out of the gym the other night on that block. That might have been the most athletic block I've ever seen. He jumped from like 10 feet away and blocked that shot into the stands. He is a freak, and he's only going to get better. So, yes, he can live up to the hype. We will see if he does. And if you'd like to weigh in on the amazing performance by the number two Duke Blue Devils, you can hit us up on the phones. Let me ask you this, Diesel, because we're only, about 3.5-4 hours away from Durham, North Carolina. Are there Duke fans here like there are Duke fans everywhere? Or is it because we have so many, because Clemson's right down the road and, South Carolina's not too far. There are not many Duke fans here.
I don't see that many Duke homers running around Greenville. I'm sure they're there. You know, you'll see the occasional car flag, but I don't see it that much.
Once
you're in the state of North Carolina, sure, they're everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. They're certainly everywhere where I'm from. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, so I'm only about 20 minutes down Tobacco Road from the Duke campus. All right. I wanted to get to the Flacco conversation here. I tell you what, we can do that next segment. Coming up on the other side, we will talk about the big trade today in the NFL. Denver trading for Joe Flacco. Was it a good move? We'll tell you next. It is ESPN Upstate. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. You guys have a good announcer. He's got a strong radio voice. I like that guy. I've never had him in one of my other radio jobs before. He's one of the best. He's great.
Yeah, I want him to narrate my life.
It'd be so cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I wanted him to narrate my life. He'd get really bored. He'd be like, if I hired him to narrate my life, he'd probably quit after about 5 minutes. Like, okay, this guy's watching Game of Thrones again.
Yeah. Who's that new movie trailer guy? You see him in like Nissan commercials.
In a world.
That
guy would be cool to narrate your life. I'd like to hear this guy. Like, I want him to be my GPS. How you can get different voices on your GPS? I'd love to get like a radio guy
you could be that guy.
I could be that guy. Yeah, that guy would probably get paid a lot of money. I want to have the guy, the ESPN TV voice guy, the guy that always says, brought to you by ESPN Sports Center, brought to you by Kleenex. Yeah.
That's why I love, have you ever heard of a comedian named Kyle Kinane?
I have not.
He's based out of the Atlanta area. I saw him pop up on YouTube or a Netflix special. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but he was playing at the 40-watt. Hilarious guy.
Yeah.
And then I realized he's been the voice of Comedy Central for a decade.
Oh.
Before he got famous as a comedian.
Really? Yeah.
He's been the voice of Comedy Central.
Man.
Yeah.
That's the sweetest gig ever.
Yeah.
To be a voiceover guy like that. I've talked to people that aren't even famous that have done voiceovers. You make so much money. Doing voiceover. It's crazy. You work for like, I don't know, 3 minutes. You grab your copy and you just read liners for 3 minutes and you make like $5,000. It's stupid. What are we doing with our lives working in radio? I don't know what we're thinking.
It's a tough gig to get into though.
It's very,
it's very competitive.
There's only like 5 people that voice everything in the world.
Right.
It's pretty much it. So like they got to die.
Greg Kinnear is one of them.
Yeah.
I really want to hear Charles Barkley as a voiceover guy. Imagine that.
Oh man. Oh, he'd be good. Yeah.
I want him as my GPS voice.
Oh, just
that would be excellent.
Just telling you how much you suck at driving. It's like, wait, why are you turning left, you idiot? What are you doing? That's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible.
Terrible decision.
Yeah, you missed.
Make a wrong turn.
You missed the exit. You're the worst driver I've ever seen. Drivers were much better back in my day in the 90s when driving was
physical.
When
we could box out.
Yeah, when we could box out and they didn't call a foul on every play. And the drivers stayed with their cars and they didn't go to other cars and sell out and try to win a championship. They'd stay on the same team and lose every year and never win a championship and be that guy like me that never won one and everybody still talks about me. Speaking of Charles Barkley.
Yeah, great career decision staying with the Suns.
Yeah, exactly. Charles Barkley, we will be talking about him next segment.
Top of the 5 o'clock hour, yeah.
Yeah, oh, top of the 5 o'clock hour. That's right. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, we will have a segment called Let's Get Personal.
Yeah.
And I
sing the theme song.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Live or is it already?
It's recorded. It's ready to go.
You sing the theme song?
I sang the theme song, yeah.
So you're telling me that I have to wait. I got to wait 14 minutes to hear the song.
Yeah.
I'm
going to make you wait to hear it live.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to play it for you off the air.
No, I don't want to hear it off the air. I want to hear it live. I cannot wait to hear your glorious pipes in singing form. I'm really looking forward to this coming up at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a great segment. If you haven't heard Let's Get Personal, it's going to be an amazing segment, number one, because of the content that we're going to provide.
Right.
But more importantly, because of the open.
Yeah, like, that's the biggest point. Yeah. That's the whole point I wanted to do this. I just wanted to sing on the air.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even care about the segment now. There's a good chance. How long is the open? Is it like a...
The open in its full length is 12 seconds.
Okay, well, it's usually our first segment is, I don't know, like 10 to 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just play it like 10, maybe we'll play it 100 times in a row. Just play the open 100 times in a row.
That'll get it's us like we're 12... launching a new radio station where they just do it to annoy people.
Yeah, let's play the open 100 times in a row so that'll get us a 12-minute segment, and then we'll just get a break.
I've always wanted to launch a radio station that plays nothing but, like, Metallica,
yeah.
Inner Sandman, over and over and over again for 2 weeks straight.
I'm sure somebody's done that at some
point. They have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been done.
Yeah, it's definitely a rock thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at this point that Metallica, as big as they are, as you know, the biggest metal band in history, I'm surprised that there hasn't been a radio station that just says, you know what, we're going to go all Metallica. And actually just...
It would work.
I guarantee you an all Metallica, you'd have to launch it in the right market, like a market that loves, you know, metal and loves a rock, you know, Pittsburgh, something like that where it might work. But yeah, I think an all Metallica.
Seton Hall Pirate Radio would do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
Have you ever listened to that station?
No.
If you're a metal guy, Seton Hall, it's their college radio station. And it is all metal all day. That's all they play is metal.
Man.
On the Seton Hall radio station, and it's fantastic.
Can you now? I like metal. I mean, I've gotten older.
If you tell me the truth, do you like Five Finger Death Punch?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. We're still friends.
No, I like older stuff. But I've gotten older. I don't really listen to it on purpose anymore. It's one of those things where if it's on, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, that's cool.
So what you're saying is you don't really like metal?
Not anymore. But I used to.
You grew out of it.
I did. Yeah. And metal's wonderful. I loved it in high school. I was a big death metal guy in high school.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wouldn't believe it, but you know, I was huge into death metal in high school. Loved like Morbid Angel,
Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah. I ran into Cannibal Corpse in Amsterdam one day. Literally just like walking down the street and Cannibal Corpse was walking across.
You heard about the guitar player from Cannibal Corpse who was his house was raided in Florida.
Really?
And they found like 35 or 40 rifles.
Uh-huh.
It was something like 10, 15 AK-47s, multiple shotguns, a couple of sawed-off shotguns.
Wow.
Dozens of handguns. They found a flamethrower.
Really?
They found...
Who has a flamethrower?
And they found... Like, a lot of people are saying, what's wrong with that? Yeah, but they also found 3 human skulls in his house. And that's where it got weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he is a cannibal.
And it all started his next-door neighbors found him, like, hiding out in the bushes in their backyard.
And this is the guitarist?
The cops.
This is the guitarist for Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is a cannibal. It's in the name of the band. So he probably eats people, bro.
It's one of Ace Ventura's favorite bands.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The
thing is, Jim Carrey was actually a big-time Cannibal Corpse fan, and that's why he put them in Ace Ventura.
Oh, man, I love it. I love having conversations about Cannibal Corpse on a sports radio show. Like 99% of our listeners are like, who the heck is Cannibal Corpse? Are they a household name?
Look up in the
death metal community.
Look up a song called Hammer Smashed Face.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Hey, you know, Valentine's
Day. It's a lullaby.
Valentine's Day tomorrow. Play it for your lady.
I believe there's even a Disney version of Cannibal Corpse now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we'll come back in with that next.
Yeah, can we?
I'll see if I can find it.
Well, we got to make sure he doesn't swear, though, and you can't understand what the dude's saying.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Death metal, so I have no idea what the guy's saying. He could, you know, drop
That's
the
point.
Yeah, the 7 dirty words. We will see. Love me some Cannibal Corpse. Yeah, I grew up, I was a death metal guy when I was a kid. Kind of grew out of it now. I'm more into like, I'm 41 years old, so I'm middle-aged, I would say. So I'm more into like 70s stuff, man. I'm more into like funk. And I've gotten old now, so like I like yacht rock and stuff like that. So I'm into you know Rod Stewart, Hall & Oates, Bee Gees. That's more of my scene versus Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel.
Well, there's time for you to come back into the fold.
You can always come back. I could be the old guy at the death metal show.
Love it. You wouldn't be the oldest one there.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Let's get Steven on the line. Steven wants to talk a little Metallica. What's going on, Steven?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so you guys are talking about Metallica. I figure we got to bring ourselves back to sports here. So I grew up in New York.
Yep.
Diehard Yankees fan, and I'll tell you what they do at Virginia Tech with Enter Sandman is cute, but there is nothing in sports that compares to when they used to play that song, and then Mo would run out from the dugout, from the bullpen. It was the most electric moment in sports, better than anything I've ever seen. It, whether it was the playoffs or is the you're there in April for, you know, a throwaway game against the Twins.
Yep.
It was unbelievable.
Well, yeah. The thing is, Mariano Rivera didn't even like Metallica. He said flat out, he's never listened to them,
and
against his religion to listen to heavy metal. So he doesn't like heavy metal. He said he never picked the song.
Yep.
They just decided to play it for him, and it just sort of stuck. So he said, okay, I'll go with that.
And it's not like they didn't call him the Sandman. Was that his nickname? I'd never heard anybody call Mariano Rivera the Sandman, but that was his song. And it's a great walkout. It's great walkout music.
It is.
But I got to disagree. And this is why I'm going to disagree. Number one, I hate the Yankees, and nothing they do can ever be great. I'm sorry. But I get what you're saying. While it's your favorite because it's your team. You know, you love the Yankees. I'm coming at this from an objective point of view. I'm not looking at through like pinstriped glasses. Like I'll take Virginia Tech Enter Sandman over
100%
Mariano Rivera Enter Sandman. Virginia Tech Enter Sandman is one of the greatest entrances in college football. And it's another reason why I love college football. We got two great ones here, South Carolina and Clemson, two of the best entrances in the game as well. But that's part of college football. That's what I love. It's not just about the games. It's about the entrances are just as big as the games. It's great. Oh, look at that. Yes, that's how we get out of the segment right there. A little Enter Sandman. Love me some Metallica. Diesel was just talking about somebody breaking into the guitarist for Cannibal Corpse's house. Coming up next, we have another story about someone breaking into a Carolina Panthers car. And you won't believe what this Carolina Panther did. We'll tell you on the other side. It is Straight Up with Sturge. Jeff Pantridge filling in for Sturge. The man, the myth, the legend himself will be back on Tuesday. He'll be back in black and ready to go. You won't believe this story. On February 6th, I got this from CBS. On February 6th, a would-be thief made his way to a Charlotte apartment complex and targeted a car to break into. But he hadn't reckoned that the vehicle in question belonged to the fullback of the Carolina Panthers, nor did he reckon that said fullback was going to put a stop to his devious deed. According to a report by Jordan Rodriguez of the Charlotte Observer, Panthers fullback Alex Arma played the role of Crime Stopper last week when a camera he installed on the dashboard of his car showed a man attempting to break in. Arma confronted the suspect, who claimed he lived in the building and was simply admiring his car, and then Arma asked the man to come with him to the front office of the building so they could check the security cameras. But when Arma asked the building concierge if he recognized the man in question, the suspect changed his story and then attempted to flee, but Arma would detain the suspect using a wrestling move to hold him in submission until the police arrived. He got him in an arm bar.
You are not going to outrun a running back.
No, definitely not. Like, you don't
want what he does for a living.
Yeah, so yeah, you don't want to, if you're going to break into somebody's car, do a little research, buddy. Don't break into a Carolina Panthers car because they're going to catch you and then they're going to put you in an arm bar and they're going to choke you out. He's lucky he didn't put him in like one of those rear naked chokes, but he just kind of sat there and detained the guy until the cops got there. Crazy story. Speaking of crazy stories, coming up next, we're going to get crazy and we're going to get personal. It's Diesel's favorite segment. It's Let's Get Personal on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.